Hello and welcome to Greek Revision with me, your tutor for today. I'm so glad you've joined me because today we are diving into one of the most fascinating and relevant themes in your GCSE Greek course, Theme 5, the International and Global Dimension. Whether you're preparing for your writing task, your speaking exam, or just trying to get your head around the vocabulary, this episode has got you covered. So settle in, grab a pen, and let's get started. Right, so what is Theme 5 actually about? In a nutshell, it covers two big areas. First, bringing the world together. Think global events like the Olympic Games, international campaigns, and the ways people cooperate across borders. And second, our environment. Sustainability, climate change, access to natural resources, and what we can do about it. These are topics that genuinely matter in the real world, which is great news for you because it means you probably already have opinions about them, and having opinions is exactly what examiners want to see. Let's start with the vocabulary you absolutely need to know. For the environment, your key words are to perivalon, the environment, η κλιματική αλλαγή, climate change, η ρήπανση, pollution, η ανακύκλωση, recycling, η βιώσιμη ανάπτυξη, sustainable development, and φυσική πόροι, natural resources. Say those with me in your head as I go through them again. Brilliant. Now for global events and campaigns. Παγκόσμιες εκδηλώσεις, global events, οι Ολυμπιακοί Αγώνες, the Olympic Games, μια παγκόσμια εκστρατεία, a global campaign, η διεθνής συνεργασία, international cooperation, η ειρήνη, peace, and ανθρωπίνα δικαιώματα, human rights. These are your building blocks. Learn them cold. Now, here's something that trips up so many candidates, and I want to make sure it doesn't trip you up. Tenses. Your examiners are specifically looking for evidence that you can talk about the past, the present, and the future. Not just one of them, all three. Think of it like a traffic light. Red is the past, things that have already happened. Amber is the present, what is happening now or generally. Green is the future, what will happen, what should happen, what you hope will happen. Let me give you an example. Instead of just saying climate change is a problem, which is fine but only gives you the present, try building a full three-tense response. In the past, people didn't recycle. In the present, now many countries are trying to reduce emissions. And in the future, I hope there will be cleaner air. Do you see how that answer immediately becomes richer? That's what gets you into the higher mark bands. Let's talk about expressing and justifying opinions, because this is another area where marks are won and lost. You need to not just state an opinion, but back it up. The magic word here is epithi, because, or gyati, also because. So instead of I think recycling is important, you want I think recycling is important because it helps reduce waste. That's the difference between a basic answer and a developed one. Other great opinion phrases to have ready. Kata tik nomimo, in my opinion. Imes siguros or siguri oti, I am sure that. Pistevo oti, I believe that. And for disagreeing, then symphono oti, I don't agree that. Mix these up. Examiners love variety. Now, let's talk about grammatical structures that will really impress. First, the subjunctive with na. This is a really powerful structure. For example, it is important to protect the environment, or I want to do something about climate change. The na construction is everywhere in Greek, and examiners will credit you for using it correctly. Second, conditionals. If you can use an if-then structure, you're showing real linguistic sophistication. If everyone recycled, the world would be better. That's a conditional sentence, and it's exactly the kind of complex structure that pushes you into the top mark bands. Third, passive voice. For example, many trees are cut down every year. Using the passive voice shows you have command of a wider range of structures.
Right, let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes. I want you to really listen to this section, because these are the things that cost candidates marks every single year. Mistake number one, using rehearsed language that doesn't fit the question. I know it's tempting to memorise a brilliant paragraph about climate change and then use it no matter what the question asks. But examiners can spot this immediately, and they will not award marks for content that isn't relevant. Always read the question carefully and adapt what you know. Mistake number two, not covering all the bullet points in writing tasks. In your writing exam, you will be given bullet points to address. If you skip one, you are leaving marks on the table. Check, check, and check again. Mistake number three, tense errors. I mentioned tenses earlier, and I'm mentioning them again because they matter that much. A common error is using the present tense when you mean the past, or getting your future tense formation wrong. For the future in Greek, remember the θα particle followed by the verb in the subjunctive form. Θα πάω, I will go. Θα κάνω, I will do. Practice these until they're automatic. Mistake number four, mother tongue interference. This means accidentally using English word order or English grammar patterns in your Greek. Greek word order is more flexible than English, but there are still rules. Watch out for adjective agreement. Adjectives must agree with the noun in gender, number, and case. Mistake number five, inappropriate register. If you're writing a formal letter or report, you need formal language. If you're writing an informal message to a friend, you can be more relaxed. Mixing the two is a common mistake. Think about who you're writing to and why. Now, a quick word on speaking tasks, because the preparation time is gold. You get 12 minutes to prepare. Use every second of it. Read the stimulus card carefully. Think about what questions you might be asked. Jot down key vocabulary and phrases, but do not write out full sentences and then read from them. That sounds robotic and will cost you marks for spontaneity. Instead, note down trigger words that will help you remember what you want to say. And if you don't know a word during the actual speaking task, don't panic. Use a repair strategy. Describe what you mean or use a synonym. Examiners reward this. It shows linguistic resourcefulness. Okay, it's time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'm going to ask you five questions. Pause the audio after each one and say your answer out loud. Ready? Here we go. Question one. How do you say climate change in Greek? The answer is iklimatiki allagi. Question two. Give me a sentence using a past tense about the environment. An example, paleotera then anakiklun. Question three. How do you say in my opinion in Greek? Kata tih gnomi. Question four. What Greek particle do you use to form the future tense? Fa, well done. Question five. Give me one example of a justification connective in Greek. Epidi or yati, both meaning because. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Theme five is all about the world, how we connect across it, how we protect it, and how we talk about it in Greek. The key things to remember are use all three tenses, past, present, and future. Always justify your opinions with epidi or yati. Use a variety of vocabulary in complex structures like na, conditionals, and the passive voice. In writing tasks, cover every bullet point. In speaking tasks, use your preparation time wisely and don't panic if you don't know a word. Rephrase it. You've got this. Greek is a beautiful, rich language, and this theme gives you so much to talk about. Keep practicing, keep building your vocabulary, and remember, every mark you earn in your exam is a reflection of the work you put in now. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Kauli epi fihia. Good luck.